God the Father and our Lord Jesus the Christ. Seminary, which was in Berkeley, I was involved at a Catholic worker house, which this was a part of the Catholic ministry. It was a Catholic worker house. And this house was one of many houses that provided hospitality to people in need. These houses provided shelter and food. The mission was to support all who would come through the doors in need of shelter, even if it was for a night. Nothing was required. Everybody was welcome. If they were in need of shelter and food, everybody was welcome. My task was to go once a week to offer a Bible study to members who lived in that house. And I will take the BART, the Metro, which is called the BART in Berkeley, and I will go into Oakland, and then I will bike all the way to this house once a week. And in most of my visits, I remember one particular woman who was there every single week. She had gone through hardships. Recently, she had gone through a divorce. And she was being sheltered in this house at the time. Part of her struggle was to live with the shame of her divorce. She felt that her divorce brought great disgrace to her family. So coming to Bible study and learning about this God of grace, who can see us beyond the many disgraces that we bear and we endure, for her was very empowering. In later years, I learned that these Catholic worker houses, at some point called houses of hospitality, were started by a woman named Dorothy Day. I don't know how many of you know Dorothy Day. Anybody? Raise your hands. No? Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad I'm talking about Dorothy Day. In learning about the life of Dorothy Day, she was a woman who endured much. In the Dorothy Day guilt, Dorothy is described as someone whose life was marked by hard events, events that oftentimes brought shame and disgrace among the culture to which we belong. She went through failed love affairs, suicide attempt, an abortion, experiences she drew upon in writing a novel. But despite these hard events in her life, she served as a blessing to many. She came to faith through the Catholic Church and was called by God to a life of simplicity, to serve the hungry, the homeless population. So she came across, she would come across places of suffering in the world and felt drawn to do something for the most unfortunate. Dorothy used her writing skill set to write about poverty. In 1929, during the Great Depression, Dorothy Day and her partner launched the Catholic Worker newspaper. And within only a few years, the paper's circulation soared and dozens of Catholic worker houses sprang across the country. The movement embraced a simple lifestyle and care for the poor and homeless people. So great blessing came upon those places, those houses, these houses, ministries that I was also a part of for 3 years while I was at seminary. And these houses allowed the presence of God to be experienced. It allowed for the gospel to be shared not only in word but also in deed. Every person was welcome and treated with dignity despite the disgrace that Dorothy had carried with her and despite the disgrace that she had endured. God used Dorothy Day to bring about a change in the world. It says that she is spoken by many as an influential figure in the history of American Catholicism, right? So you can say that she came from being a person carrying deep disgrace to being a person whose life was magnified by this God who called her to this ministry that carried her through the rest of her life. Today we read about two women in the Bible whose lives also were marked by deep disgrace. Elizabeth had been marked by shame and disgrace because she was barren for most of her life. She had no children. And so the culture in which she was a part of, sterility was regarded as a sign of divine disfavor. and therefore a disgrace. Now, being fertile was regarded as a sign of divine disfavor, and therefore a disgrace. But after many years of living with this reality, an angel came to her and her husband to tell them that they would have a child, that their prayers had been answered. And this, of course, reversed their misfortune and brought them to a place of great honor by announcing to them that the child will prepare the way of God by this ministry, by his ministry. John the Baptist was that child that Elizabeth and Zechariah would bear a son. Mary, the mother of Jesus, on the other hand, her life seems to be perfectly fine. She was engaged to Joseph, but she was also told that she would conceive a child. So she was being called to a life that would bring disgrace and shame, knowing that she was an unmarried woman and carrying a child. Right, so that was something that this calling from God would bring great shame and disgrace to her life. And so Mary, in discerning what she was able to see beyond this shameful road, and she was able to see the transformation that this child will bring about in the world. So she accepted that call from God, from the angel. She was being invited, as well as Elizabeth, to be an agent of the transforming work of God that God was about to do through them and the children that they would bear. And that is what God was also doing in Micah, in the life of Micah. Our first reading comes from the book of Micah. And Micah speaks to a community also, a people who had been marked by great disgrace. Through their actions, they have brought shame to their own community. Through their idolatry and sin, they had brought great disgrace, and their lives were marked by judgment. Nevertheless, God was also offering words of promise and blessing to them, despite all that disgrace that they had brought to themselves. God will bring forth from them a king who would bless the whole world, a shepherd who will bring about the peace to the world, a ruler of peace who will bring about transformation. So Micah was also offering words of promise that went beyond their actions, their idolatry, their sin. And finally, through the words of Paul, we are reminded today that everything that has ever brought disgrace to us, whether by our own actions or responding to a call, all has been washed away in Jesus Christ by his blood and his body. All has been washed away in Jesus, who came into the world to sacrifice himself for us once and for all. Isn't that good news? That is wonderful news. God in Jesus Christ now offers us a new purpose, a new birth, a new opportunity. And that God does that through Christ every single day. And invites us also to be God's agents of God's redemptive work in the world. Just as God has called Dorothy and Mary and Elizabeth and Paul and Micah. Just as God called every person that we read from today, the call is for us also to be agents to the work that we belong, and to bring about this also presence of Christ, which brings about transformation in the world. With that in mind, may we go forth with this presence that we receive today. In Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.